Time now for your comments. Bob Higby of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, writes in response to a report on computerized employee performance reviews. As one who has been on the receiving end of such a program, I would like to tell your listeners that the company I work for tried this Dilbert-esque vision of the future for a couple of years before finally abandoning it. Here's how it works. You go into the boss's office, the laptop screen is flipped up, and you start into a 45-minute session with questions like, "How's Bob at analytical thinking?" Afterwards, the computer automatically reviews your salary and suggests appropriate adjustments based not upon vague, imprecise feelings, but upon the scientifically collected data just entered. In short, I don't think much of the forward-thinking HR dudes you interviewed. As one of my colleagues would put it, it's the same old horse hockey. A phone call from Marianne Kimes of Seattle about coverage of a Republican mock eulogy for the Clinton era.
If that is the Republican idea of compassionate conservatism, I'm getting out my black armband. I had put it away, but I'm getting it back out. Thanks, but no thanks for that mean and way too long review of the dinner party wake for Bill Clinton's presidency. That was the meanest thing I've heard on NPR in a long time.
Linda Lynn of Northampton, Massachusetts, writes in appreciation of Vincent Shaw's commentary on life in America as a Taiwanese immigrant. So often, Asian Americans are portrayed as the model minority, where Asian American culture is more often described by high test scores than by the very personally confusing and difficult process of acculturation. Thank you for airing a commentary about the anger and confusion that a person experiences while negotiating a place between two very different cultures. Several listeners caught a misstatement in the discussion of President Thomas Jefferson's White House transition. Wayne Bradford of Seattle writes, "I was surprised this morning when I heard from historian Joseph Ellis that President John Adams left Washington by train the morning before Thomas Jefferson's inauguration. As long as Adams was using a form of transportation that hadn't been invented yet, why didn't he fly out on Air Force One?" Indeed, John Adams left Washington by stagecoach.